Have you ever wondered how the foreign exchange market influences global trade? Understanding this market can empower you to navigate economic challenges effectively. In this chapter, we'll explore key concepts that will enhance your knowledge of currency exchange dynamics. Get ready to uncover the intricacies of this vital financial ecosystem. Today's lesson will teach you about the structure and key functions of the global forex market. You'll learn to analyze arbitrage and speculation mechanisms, distinguishing their risks and objectives. We will evaluate the significance of trading spreads and explore cost strategies. Additionally, you'll apply exchange arithmetic to real-world scenarios, mastering currency conversions. We'll differentiate spread, forward premium, and forward discount in forex. Finally, you'll compare international bond and equity financing, examining critical financial structure decisions for multinational corporation subsidiaries. Understanding the forex market provides essential insights into global finance. It is a global, decentralized currency marketplace operating 5 days a week, uniting vast networks of participants. This market facilitates international trade, investment, and capital flows, making it pivotal for economic dynamics. Participants include banks, corporates, governments, and individuals, each playing a crucial role. Various instruments are traded, including major pairs via spot, forward, swaps, futures, and options. Recent modern shifts such as digital platforms and algorithmic trading drive innovation in this dynamic marketplace. Forex trading operates in a decentralized market, where currencies are traded in pairs. One is bought while the other is sold. This structure includes a diverse group of participants, such as banks, governments, and individual traders, all connecting through an over-the-counter network. The movement of prices is influenced by geopolitical events, economic indicators, and market sentiment that shift supply and demand dynamics. Core transactions such as spots, forwards, and options cater to various trading and hedging strategies. Modern trends in forex emphasize digital platforms and algorithmic trading, significantly enhancing speed and access for participants. Understanding the components of forex pairs is essential for navigating the currency market. The first element is the base currency, which is the first in the pair and represents the unit being priced. In the case of the pair, USD-INR, dollars serve as the base currency. Next, we have the quote currency, which is the second in the pair and indicates how much of that currency is needed to buy one unit of the base currency. For USD-INR, rupees are the quote currency. Lastly, the exchange rate gives us the price of one base currency in terms of the quote currency, exemplified by the rate USD-INR at 82.50, meaning $1 costs 82.50 paise. As we delve into major currencies and their pair examples, it's essential to understand the significance of how pairs express relative value. In the decentralized forex market, these pairs are fundamental for trade, investment, and hedging. The United States dollar is the most traded currency and serves as a global benchmark. For instance, the USD-Japanese yen pair indicates how many yen are needed to purchase $1. The euro is also notable, acting as a major reserve currency. For example, EUR/USD denotes the price of 1 euro in dollars. Lastly, the British pound and Indian rupee are significant, with GBP holding strong global relevance and INR rising in prominence within the trade landscape. The structure of the forex market is crucial for understanding currency dynamics. In the customer market, banks, known as authorized dealers, engage with non-bank customers to meet real economy needs. Participants include corporations, exporters, and individual investors who rely on banks for currency quotes and execution. Ready delivery allows for immediate exchanges, addressing urgent payment requirements. Forward delivery enables agreements today for future exchanges at a fixed rate, providing certainty in pricing. This is especially important as it reduces exposure to exchange rate volatility for customers. Interbank forex plays a crucial role in the global financial system. It operates as a decentralized market for foreign exchange transactions between central and commercial banks, where liquidity and pricing are guided by market quotes. There are different settlement types in this space. Cash transactions occur today for immediate needs, like when a US bank buys rupees for urgent payments in India. The TOM or next day settlement helps manage end of day cutoffs for short term needs. Spot transactions are standardized for a 2-day settlement, commonly seen when exporters receive their dollars after trading. Finally, forwards allow an agreed rate for future exchanges, which is essential for hedging against exchange rate fluctuations. Understanding the importance of the forex market reveals its macro role in facilitating economies. It enables cross-border payments, price discovery, and risk transfer at scale. Importantly, it facilitates international trade by allowing currencies to be exchanged to settle imports and exports, smoothing global commerce. Additionally, investment opportunities arise as traders seek gains from currency movements, often trading major pairs. Furthermore, companies hedge against risks by using forwards to lock future rates, stabilizing cash flows. Finally, continuous liquidity in the market enhances rapid entry and exit, leading to tighter pricing. As we delve deeper into the foreign exchange market, let's explore some intriguing developments shaping its landscape. Retail on-ramps, like MetaTrader 5, empower individual traders with advanced tools and real-time data, enhancing their market engagement. Additionally, automation at speed is transforming trading, where algorithms execute strategies with minimal manual input. We're also seeing a rise in ESG-tilted flows, as preferences shift towards currencies that align with stronger environmental, social, and governance metrics. Moreover, the emergence of central bank digital currencies such as India's digital rupee is redefining cross-border trade dynamics. Overall, these modern shifts are reshaping how we understand and participate in the forex market. The foreign exchange market plays a vital role in global finance. FX transactions enable entities to lend or borrow in foreign currencies, facilitating cross-border capital movement essential for trade and investment. Additionally, currencies function as financial assets, generating income and serving as hedges within diverse global portfolios. Among the transaction types, we find spot, forwards, swaps, futures, and options, each designed for pricing and risk management. The market consists of various participants, including banks, corporations, governments, and individuals, all linking their funding and liquidity needs. Finally, evolving technologies and regulations, alongside the rise of cryptocurrencies and central bank digital currencies, are reshaping trading and strategic approaches in this dynamic landscape. Imagine a framework where currencies, participants, and instruments interact in a decentralized market. This structure presents arbitrage opportunities, allowing traders to exploit price gaps for low-risk gains. Moreover, global capital mobility enables rapid borderless movement of funds through foreign exchange rails. Initially, early regulatory gaps facilitated freer cross-bank dealings, shaping today's landscape. The ongoing debate about financial drivers highlights that while liquidity enhances stability, it can also introduce volatility. In understanding the foreign exchange market, we begin with the spot foreign exchange market, where currencies are exchanged for near immediate delivery. This settlement occurs typically within 2 business days after the trade is executed, adhering to established business day calendars. The pricing or the spot rate reflects the current market valuation of a currency pair at the moment of execution. For instance, an importer today might agree to buy foreign currency, with the settlement taking place 2 business days later at today's determined spot rate. This mechanism ensures that transaction needs are met promptly and effectively. Spot FX operates with a swift settlement process known as T+2. This means if you trade today, the delivery will occur 2 business days later. The market price reflects real-time supply and demand, as buyers and sellers continuously adjust their orders. Geopolitical developments also impact currency demand, altering risk perceptions. Additionally, macroeconomic data releases can recalibrate how currencies are valued. Finally, policy announcements and sentiment can lead to significant shifts, often favoring the US dollar when higher yields are anticipated. Spot FX offers significant advantages that enhance trading experience. First, its unmatched liquidity stems from massive daily volumes, allowing for quick execution and tight spreads. Additionally, price transparency is vital, with live spot rates reflecting current supply and demand for fair pricing. Moreover, ease of access to the market is impressive, as both banks and digital platforms facilitate user-friendly entry for professionals and retail traders alike. Together, these features make SpotFX an attractive option in the foreign exchange market. As we explore the dynamics of the foreign exchange market, we first consider SpotFX and its quick variance, enabling traders to meet immediate delivery requirements. Next, digital platforms like MetaTrader and Zerodha Varsity offer essential real-time data and execution tools, enhancing trading experiences. The rise of algorithmic and AI execution strategies brings speed and consistency, minimizing human error. Additionally, crypto pairs like BTC-USD are now shaping strategies for both retail and institutional investors. Finally, central bank digital currencies such as India's digital rupee promise to streamline cross-border payments, making transactions faster and more cost-effective. Understanding the essence of foreign exchange spot markets is crucial for grasping the dynamics of global finance. The core role of these markets lies in instant price discovery and near-immediate settlement, establishing the base court for foreign exchange values. A variety of participants, including banks, dealers, corporates, brokers, and digital platforms, drive this marketplace. Spot rates are shaped by order flow, liquidity, and macroeconomic news, making them responsive to market conditions. Furthermore, spot values serve as the foundation for derivatives like forwards, futures, and options. Modern shifts such as e-trading and algorithmic execution are reshaping access and liquidity in fascinating ways. In the world of foreign exchange, immediate trades coincide with a cash flow that settles in 2 business days. This T+2 settlement has become a standard convention, creating a reliable framework for transactions. Derivatives like forwards and options utilize the spot price as their valuation anchor, further intertwining these markets. On digital trading platforms, real-time execution and abundant liquidity shape how orders are placed and matched. Algorithmic trading practices harness volatility, optimizing the chances for favorable fills. Finally, understanding T+2 implications helps organizations manage funding and operational risks effectively across interconnected markets. The spot market plays a critical role in foreign exchange, characterized by deep liquidity. High trading volumes ensure that currencies can be exchanged quickly and efficiently, maintaining narrow bid-ask spreads. Next, price transparency enhances market efficiency, with rates reflecting real-time supply-demand dynamics and overall sentiment. Additionally, volatility introduces both risk and opportunity, driven by macroeconomic events and geopolitical factors. This environment fosters a complex interplay of execution strategies for market participants. Understanding these elements is essential for navigating the foreign exchange landscape effectively. As we delve deeper into the foreign exchange market, understanding the reasons for utilizing the FX spot market is crucial. Firstly, businesses often require immediate currency needs to settle invoices or manage payroll. For example, an Indian exporter may need to convert United States dollars into Indian rupees to cover operational expenses swiftly. Secondly, risk management plays a vital role by allowing companies to avoid exposure to fluctuating exchange rates through immediate settlements. Lastly, speculation offers opportunities for quick profits, as traders can capitalize on short-term changes in currency values, buying currencies and selling them within hours. Each of these aspects underscores the dynamic nature of the FX spot market. Understanding spot rate drivers is critical for navigating foreign exchange markets. Inflation plays a key role. Higher inflation erodes purchasing power, leading to a weaker currency. Interest rates are equally influential. When they rise, they attract capital inflows, strengthening the currency, but cuts can reverse this effect. Next, GDP growth trends matter. Robust growth supports currency by boosting investor confidence and trade demand. The balance of payments also impacts currency strength. A surplus signals net demand, while deficits exert pressure. Finally, government and central bank actions can significantly influence spot rates, as seen with interventions to stabilize currencies like the Indian rupee. Forward contracts represent a binding agreement to buy or sell currencies at a predetermined forward rate on a specified future date. Primarily, they are used for hedging, allowing businesses to lock in rates and protect future cash flows from exchange rate volatility. Some key terms include the notional amount, currency pair, forward rate, value date, and settlement method. For example, a US importer can fix a rate for euros against dollars today for a payment due in 90 days, thus eliminating rate uncertainty. Participants in this market consist of corporates, banks, governments, and investors who are all managing currency risk. Forward FX contracts enhance financial strategies through their customizable terms. You can set the amount, choose the currency pair, and determine the maturity date to match your exposure needs. Additionally, rate lock-in allows you to agree on a forward rate today, providing a safeguard for future settlements. The main benefit is the hedging objective, which eliminates uncertainty generated by adverse exchange rate movements. For example, an Indian importer can fix the rate at 82.50 for 3 months to pay a United States supplier, ensuring budget certainty. This flexibility in contracts significantly supports businesses navigating foreign exchange risks. As we delve deeper into the forward foreign exchange market, it's essential to understand the key players. Corporates utilize forward contracts to stabilize their future costs or revenues from international transactions. For example, a European exporter might forward sell its dollars earned. Portfolio managers then employ these tools to hedge against foreign asset returns and manage benchmark risks effectively. Banks play a pivotal role as well, providing pricing and liquidity while managing their balance sheet needs through foreign exchange swaps that merge both spot and forward legs. This interconnectedness highlights how essential these participants are in navigating the complexities of the foreign exchange market. FX futures are exchange-traded, standardized currency contracts set for specific sizes and dates at predetermined rates. This standardization results in fixed contract sizes and dates, which enhances liquidity and simplifies entry and exit. Daily settlements through mark-to-market reduce credit exposure by settling gains and losses every day. Additionally, a centralized clearinghouse guarantees performance, effectively lowering counterparty risk. For instance, a US exporter hedging euro receipts can sell EUR/USD futures to lock in a favorable rate, mitigating potential losses if the euro declines. Understanding options in the forex market provides valuable flexibility. An option gives you the right, not the obligation, to buy or sell a currency at a strike price before or at expiry. Key elements include the strike price, the expiry time frame, and the premium paid upfront by the buyer. The payoff shape is interesting, featuring non-linear outcomes with limited downside and asymmetric upside. In contrast to linear instruments like spot or futures, options introduce convexity and flexibility in gains and losses. This decision flexibility allows you to exercise only if the terms are favorable, making options particularly useful in uncertain and volatile conditions. Exploring options in Forex, let's dive into the specifics of call and put options. A call option allows you to buy currency, such as in a USD-INR scenario. Here, the strike price is 82 rupees per dollar, helping you when the spot price rises above 82. On the other hand, a put option lets you sell currency, illustrated by the EUR/USD pair. With a strike price of $1.10 per euro, it's beneficial when the spot price falls below 1.10. These options effectively secure advantageous trading prices. Forex options play a significant role in international finance, particularly for businesses involved in trading across currencies. For instance, A corporate importer may buy a call option to cap their dollar payment costs, protecting against INR depreciation. Similarly, an exporter can purchase a USD put option to floor their INR proceeds, ensuring stable revenues. On the speculative side, limited risk strategies allow traders to buy call or put options, with losses restricted to the premium paid. Finally, structured risk management can be achieved through collars, which combine buying puts and selling calls to set a defined range of cash flows. Foreign exchange swaps play a vital role in currency management. They consist of a spot trade today and a forward trade set to reverse at a later date. The spot leg exchanges currencies immediately, while the forward leg restores them at a future date. This mechanism is primarily used to manage short-term funding and hedge against currency fluctuations. Participants include banks, corporations, governments, and investors in the global forex market. Typically, the settlement tenor is short-dated, aligning with specific funding needs. Building on the importance of currency management, let's explore the practical applications of FX swaps in spot markets. Central banks use these swaps for liquidity management, stabilizing foreign exchange markets by temporarily exchanging domestic currency for foreign currency. A remarkable example is the Reserve Bank of India, which utilizes FX swaps to increase its dollar reserves on a short-term basis. Additionally, covered interest arbitrage plays a key role in leveraging interest rate differences. By borrowing in a lower rate currency, investors can switch to a higher rate currency, minimizing foreign exchange risk while capturing profit. These strategies illustrate the dynamic interplay within foreign exchange markets. As we delve into fascinating trends shaping the foreign exchange landscape, algorithmic trading has significantly advanced the timing, venue selection and slippage management in spot and swap transactions. FX swaps, now executed as a combination of spot and forward trades, benefit from seamless automation that coordinates both legs efficiently. An intriguing development is the increasing availability of crypto to fiat pairs like Bitcoin and the US dollar on trading platforms. This diversification broadens liquidity sources and allows for near round-the-clock access to trading opportunities. Additionally, the rise of green forex connects trades to environmental, social, and governance metrics, guiding financial flows towards sustainable practices. Understanding arbitrage and speculation in forex is crucial for grasping market dynamics. Price inefficiencies and expectations drive liquidity and affect exchange rates. Arbitrage involves exploiting gaps across markets through low-risk trades to align rates. In contrast, speculation is driven by anticipated price movements, providing liquidity but increasing volatility. These factors shape currency valuations and can prompt central bank interventions, influencing market stability. Today, modern practices like algorithmic trading and cryptocurrency arbitrage reshape how traders navigate these opportunities. Speculation in the foreign exchange market involves positioning to profit from anticipated currency price changes. Understanding financial markets is essential. Traders analyze interest rates, inflation trends, and monetary policy signals. Economic cycle signals such as GDP momentum and trade balances point toward potential currency movements. Global events and central bank actions also play a crucial role in determining timing and trade size. For example, if a trader expects a Federal Reserve hike, they might buy dollars and sell Japanese yen, aiming for a price increase from 140 to 145. This strategy illustrates the intricate connections between speculation, economic indicators, and geopolitical factors in forex trading. Speculative attacks play a significant role in currency markets, primarily involving collective short selling that anticipates a currency's depreciation. This selling spree creates immense pressure on pegged currencies, compelling central banks to intervene. If the pressure persists, defending these pegs can drain reserves and destabilize the currency. A notable example occurred during the East Asian financial crisis in 1997, where currencies like the Thai baht and Malaysian ringgit faced intense speculative attacks. Ethical considerations arise as traders weigh potential profits against the turmoil and public hardship these devaluations can cause. Ultimately, the balance between profit and ethical responsibility is a critical aspect of forex speculation. Arbitrage in the forex market stands out as a pivotal strategy for profit generation. It involves capitalizing on mispricing through simultaneous trades, allowing traders to buy low and sell high effectively. These inefficiencies may surface across different markets, currency pairs, or related financial instruments. The process requires synchronization of trades, ensuring the execution of buy orders at a lower price while selling at a higher one. Although it carries minimal market risk, execution and transaction costs can pose challenges. Ultimately, arbitrage plays a critical role in aligning prices and enhancing market liquidity. Arbitrage takes shape when we exploit price discrepancies through simultaneous trades, allowing traders to neutralize market risk. The key lies in securing profits ahead of time, which stem from mispricing rather than making directional assessments. Timeliness is crucial, with positions typically opened and closed within seconds or minutes. To manage exposure effectively, traders buy and sell related instruments that offset each other. Finally, action is initiated only when quotes diverge across different venues or instruments, creating an opportunity for profit. Arbitrage in the foreign exchange market allows traders to capitalize on price inefficiencies. Bank arbitrage involves taking advantage of quote differences within one market, like buying dollars for rupees at 82.40 from one bank and selling at 82.45 at another bank. In two-point or space arbitrage, you buy currencies in a cheaper location such as dollars at 82.50 in Mumbai and sell them in a pricier location like Singapore at 83.00. Three-point or triangular arbitrage utilizes mispricing across three currencies, for example, converting dollars to euros at 1.10, then euros to pounds at 0.85, and finally pounds back to dollars at 1.30. These arbitrage strategies harness preciseness in timing and execution, enhancing market efficiency. To understand arbitrage, let's break down the process from dollars to Malaysian ringgit and then to euros. First, you would borrow $1 million during a high volatility window. Next, converting that amount to Malaysian ringgit at the quoted spot gives you 4,400,000 MYR. Then you change that MYR into euros using the MYR per euro rate, resulting in approximately 956,522 euros. After that, converting the euros back to dollars yields about $1,004,348. Finally, your net profit is calculated by subtracting the borrowed amount from the final sum, showing a profit of $4,348. Modern arbitrage and speculation highlight the evolution of trading strategies. Algorithms execute instantly, cutting human error and latency slippage. Crypto prices can diverge across exchanges, enabling cross-venue flips for profit. ESG views inform currency bets tied to governance and sustainability, shaping investment choices. Arbitrage targets tiny mispricings with minimal exposure time, while speculation accepts directional risk for anticipated moves. Together, they paint a dynamic picture of today's trading landscape. Understanding forex trading spreads is essential for effective trading. A spread is the difference between the ask price, which is the cost to buy, and the bid price, which is what you receive when selling. It is measured in pips, the smallest price unit, indicating the spread's value. This spread represents a direct trading cost incurred when executing trades. Wider spreads can limit profitability, making tighter spreads more advantageous for frequent traders. Lastly, spreads guide your strategy choices, influencing trade timing and the effectiveness of arbitrage opportunities. To get started with our focus on pips, let's define what a pip is for common currency pairs and JPY pairs. For most pairs, a pip is set at 0.0001, while JPY pairs are measured with a pip size of 0.01. Next, let's compute the spread in pips for the EUR-USD pair with a quote of 1.2222 and 1.2224. The price difference here is 0.0002, translating to 2 pips. Now if we look at the dollar cost of this spread for a standard lot of 100,000 units, the pip value is approximately $10 per pip. Therefore, the total cost of this spread amounts to $20. Building on our previous discussion, let's compute the spread for the USD-JPY pair at 145.10 and 145.13. Here, the spread is 0.03, translating to 3 pips. Next, we'll convert this spread into a base currency cost using the pip value formula. For a standard lot, the pip value is approximately $6.89, resulting in a total cost of about $20.67. Lastly, many platforms quote prices with fractional pips, which can affect overall costs, as seen in the example of 1.22225 and 1.22240, yielding 1.5 pips. Understanding forex spreads is crucial for traders. First, wider spreads translate to higher broker revenue, as they earn more per trade. These spreads also increase the costs of entering and exiting trades, impacting overall profitability. Moreover, they serve as a risk compensation mechanism for brokers, helping cover their exposure before hedging. Finally, the viability of trading strategies hinges on spread considerations, where tighter spreads support scalping, while wider spreads can be detrimental. Understanding forex spreads is essential for effective trading strategies. One major factor affecting spreads is market volatility. Significant news events often lead to wider quotes, exemplified by movements in the British pound against the US dollar around Bank of England rate decisions. Liquidity varies significantly based on the currency pair. Major pairs like the euro and US dollar typically have tighter spreads, while exotics such as the Indian rupee against the US dollar exhibit wider spreads due to lower depth. The time of day can compress spreads during the London-New York overlap, but spreads often widen during off-peak hours, particularly in the Asian market. Additionally, the broker model influences costs. Market makers may widen spreads to mitigate risk, as opposed to ECN brokers who offer tighter spreads but charge commissions. Finally, trade size matters. Larger trades can sweep through liquidity levels, potentially resulting in wider spreads or partial fills. Understanding forex spreads can significantly impact your trading success. First, choose tight spread trusted brokers who offer consistent quotes and transparent pricing. Next, monitor spread dynamics by avoiding illiquid hours and high volatility news periods. Additionally, make use of limit orders to set your desired price and mitigate market slippage costs. Finally, ensure you pair tight spreads with good execution for fast fills and minimal slippage. Understanding the challenges of forex trading is crucial. One significant issue is spread widening during periods of high volatility, which can drastically reduce profitability. This often occurs around major economic events like non-farm payrolls, impacting currency pairs. Additionally, some brokers engage in unethical practices known as stop hunting, purposely widening spreads to trigger stop-loss orders. Furthermore, tight spreads are typically only available for smaller trade sizes, while larger positions may face less favorable pricing. Addressing these factors can help traders navigate the complexities of the forex market effectively. Understanding the cost implications of forex spreads is essential for traders. First, confirm that a 0.0001 move in the EUR/USD translates to a pip value of $10 per standard lot. In a tight spread scenario of 2 pips, the immediate transaction cost amounts to $20. Conversely, a wider spread of 5 pips results in a higher cost, totaling $50 for the same trade size. This highlights the importance of the spread in setting break-even points, as the price needs to move at least the spread in your favor. Wider spreads significantly increase the break-even distance, making trading strategies more crucial. As we explore the modern dynamics of the foreign exchange market, algorithmic pricing has emerged as a key player. These sophisticated engines adjust quotes in real time, based on market conditions, ensuring brokers remain competitive. Many brokers now offer near-zero spreads combined with fixed commissions, providing a clearer view of trading costs. In the cryptocurrency realm, pairs like Bitcoin to dollars exhibit wider spreads due to their inherent volatility and liquidity constraints. Furthermore, there's a growing trend towards ESG-aligned incentives, where reduced spreads are offered on currencies tied to compliant economies, blending finance with sustainability. Understanding the currency conversion toolkit is essential for navigating global finance. It encompasses the calculations and mechanisms used to convert one currency into another, forming the bedrock of forex operations. Key actions include converting amounts, reading price quotations, and aligning payables and receivables effectively. These principles apply across both spot and forward dealings, ensuring obligations are met on time. The toolkit significantly impacts business by supporting trade flows and investment transfers across borders. With digital platforms and AI innovations, currency conversions have become faster, more accurate, and easier to execute. Accurate currency conversion is fundamental to international trade. Different invoicing currencies necessitate precise conversion to ensure smooth settlement and record keeping. Timely payments are essential, with importers providing domestic currency while exporters receive their preferred currency. Moreover, reliable conversions eliminate friction in invoicing, shipping, and cash applications. Lastly, accurate arithmetic helps stabilize exchange rates by reducing mispricing errors. For instance, an Indian importer converting rupees to dollars ensures the US seller receives the correct amount upon payment. As we delve into the intricacies of the foreign exchange market, let's explore some core elements. First, we have spot and forward rates. Spot rates reflect immediate currency exchanges, while forward rates lock in future exchange rates for risk management. Next, consider bid, ask, and spread. The bid is what dealers pay for a currency, the ask is the selling price, and the spread is their profit margin. Then we have cross rates, which become essential when there is no direct quote available. These rates are calculated using a common currency, typically the US dollar. Finally, banks often apply an exchange margin, adding a buffer over interbank rates that enhances their selling prices to customers. Understanding these concepts equips you with a solid foundation in currency trading dynamics. Let's delve into the world of exchange arithmetic and its practical applications. Start with direct quotations, where converting a foreign amount into domestic currency is straightforward. For instance, buying 5,000 euros costs 5,000 multiplied by 1.1, resulting in $5,500. Now consider indirect quotations, which let us convert a domestic amount into foreign currency, such as $3,000 converting to approximately 2,727 euros. Next, two-point arbitrage takes advantage of price discrepancies. If one market offers a lower rate, we can potentially profit by buying low and selling high. Finally, when evaluating forward premium versus spot rates, if the forward rate exceeds the spot, we calculate the annualized premium, which shows the potential return on our investment in differing time frames. Understanding the practical applications of exchange arithmetic is essential. First, businesses hedge receivables and payables by locking in rates, ensuring cash flows remain stable. Next, knowing whether to choose spot or forward rates can significantly impact import and export pricing. For cross-border investing, converting principal and tracking returns in local currency is crucial for financial clarity. Finally, when budgeting for tourism and travel, estimating daily costs accurately with the right fees/spreads is vital for staying on track financially. Each of these elements plays a critical role in effective currency management. Fast truths shape today's foreign exchange arithmetic. Apps like Wise and Revolut offer real-time currency conversion with minimal margins. AI algorithms play a significant role by optimizing exchange rate calculations and identifying arbitrage opportunities. Meanwhile, blockchain technology accelerates cross-border FX settlement and enhances transparency in transactions. Together, these innovations are transforming how we navigate global finance. As we dive into the dynamics of foreign exchange, let's frame the essential trio: spread, premium, and discount. The spread or transaction cost represents the bid-ask gap and varies with liquidity and volatility, impacting net fills. Next, we have the forward premium, indicating that the forward rate is higher than the spot rate, often reflecting interest differentials and market expectations. In contrast, a forward discount occurs when the forward rate is lower than the spot, affecting hedge outcomes. Understanding these concepts is crucial, as they guide both hedging and speculation, especially in today's evolving landscape, where dynamic spreads and blockchain technology can shift costs. Understanding spread is fundamental in forex trading. The spread is the difference between the ask price and the bid price, representing the trader's immediate cost. Brokerage fees compensate brokers for their platform's compliance and services. Market dynamics cause spreads to widen during volatility or low liquidity. Profit margins ensure brokers can cover risks and operational costs. Finally, liquidity facilitates continuous quotes for smooth trade execution. Understanding spread is crucial in forex trading. Spread refers to the difference between the bid and ask prices, which constitutes your base trading cost. Market liquidity plays a crucial role here. Major currencies typically have tighter spreads, while exotic pairs display wider ones. Additionally, market volatility impacts spreads. News events often widen them, while calm periods allow for tighter spreads. The brokerage model you choose also matters, with ECN offering tight spreads, but charging a commission, in contrast to market makers who provide wider quotes without extra fees. Lastly, it's important to consider trading strategies. Align your entry times with market news, and choose the appropriate brokerage model to optimize costs. Let's delve into understanding the spread with the USD to Indian rupee example. First, we identify the bid and ask from the quote. The bid stands at 82.40, which is how much you receive when selling dollars. Meanwhile, the ask is 82.45, what you pay for buying dollars. By computing the spread as ask minus bid, we find that it equals 0.05. Next, we convert this spread into pips. Since 1 pip for INR quoted pairs represents 0.01, this gives us 5 pips. Overall, smaller spreads indicate lower trading costs, while larger spreads elevate costs and potentially hinder trading activity. Forward premium and forward discount are essential concepts in currency trading. The forward rate is a pre-agreed future rate that helps compare it to the spot rate in order to price risk effectively. When the forward rate exceeds the spot rate, this indicates a forward premium, suggesting the base currency is expected to appreciate. Conversely, if the forward rate is lower than the spot rate, it reflects a forward discount, indicating the base currency might depreciate. To optimize financial management, use these premiums and discounts as guides for your hedges on receivables and payables. For example, with a spot rate of 83 for USD to Indian rupees, a 3-month forward at 84 indicates a premium, while a forward at 82 suggests a discount. The implications of hedging in foreign exchange become evident with importer strategies. For instance, an importer can lock in a forward rate to manage the risk of currency appreciation, as seen when an Indian buyer secures dollars at 83 to protect against a rise above 83.50. Understanding the total cost of hedging involves recognizing the dealer spread along with any forward premium or discount. Traders can also capitalize on discrepancies between spot and forward pricing by taking strategic positions aimed at profiting from a convergence as time progresses. It is crucial to consider market timing to avoid unfavorable widening of spreads during liquidity crunches. Lastly, staying disciplined with the hedge's horizon, size, and rules enhances operational efficiency and aligns closely with cash flow demands. Now let's explore the concept of spreads, along with forward premiums and discounts. The spread represents the difference between bid and ask prices, which signifies the immediate transaction cost. A forward premium occurs when the forward rate is greater than the spot rate, indicating expected currency appreciation. Conversely, a forward discount arises when the forward rate is lower than the spot rate, suggesting expected currency depreciation. In practical trading, spreads directly impact profitability while premiums encourage hedging or bullish speculation, and discounts drive bearish strategies. Understanding these distinctions is crucial for effective trading and risk management. As we dive deeper into the foreign exchange market, let's look at how technology impacts spreads. Algorithms today capture micro spreads, enabling automated execution that minimizes human error and takes advantage of tiny price gaps. Additionally, spreads are dynamic, with brokers streaming variable spreads that adjust according to live liquidity and market volatility. In contrast, crypto spreads remain wider, driven by the higher volatility typically seen in cryptocurrency pairs. This understanding of spreads is crucial for navigating trading strategies effectively. Developments in the foreign exchange market are fascinating. Crypto forwards, however, remain underdeveloped, with their premiums and discounts still struggling to gain maturity. Additionally, there are emerging ESG-linked pricing signals that connect spreads and forwards to currencies that prioritize environmental, social, and governance compliance. This shift influences trading dynamics significantly. Furthermore, hedging and speculation are also impacted, altering execution timing and the selection of financial instruments. These interconnected trends are reshaping approaches to currency trading. International bond financing plays a crucial role in global markets. It involves debt instruments issued by various entities to raise capital. Governments and corporations often issue these bonds to secure long-term funding. Investors receive periodic interest payments and the principal amount when the bond matures. The proceeds from these bonds are typically used to finance infrastructure and social programs. Understanding this process is essential as it efficiently mobilizes global capital for development. International bond financing is crucial for understanding the debt and equity landscape. Firstly, bonds create a creditor-lender relationship, while equity represents ownership with residual claims. Investors in bonds receive fixed coupons and interest, in contrast to equity's variable dividends and capital gains. Bonds enjoy priority on assets and cash flows, whereas equity claims are settled last in liquidation. Additionally, bonds have a defined maturity with principal repayment, unlike equity, which lacks mandatory repayment. Lastly, bonds typically come with no voting rights, while equity holders influence governance decisions. Understanding the basics of bondholders is essential in finance. First, bonds offer fixed interest coupons, ensuring regular payments irrespective of the issuer's profits. Next, at maturity, the principal amount is returned as agreed. Furthermore, in the event of bankruptcy, bondholders have creditor priority over shareholders, securing their claims on assets. Finally, the risk-averse appeal of bonds comes from their predictable cash flows and seniority, making them a safer investment compared to equities. Equity in international financing introduces a dynamic contrast to debt. Unlike debt, equity represents an ownership stake with no fixed payments and a residual claim on the company's assets. Dividends are paid only if profits allow and can vary significantly. Additionally, shareholders may benefit from capital gains as share prices rise based on company performance. This ownership grants a claim on future profits, aligning interests with the company's success. Finally, equity holders possess voting power, allowing them to influence key decisions and governance. Let's delve into the framework of international bond financing, highlighting the contrast between debt and equity. First, consider the risk and priority of these instruments. Bonds offer senior claims with fixed coupons, while equity represents residual claims that yield variable returns. Next, we must examine return and volatility. Bonds generally promise lower expected returns and steadier prices, in contrast to stocks that carry higher upsides but also greater drawdowns. When it comes to income and ownership, bonds provide predictable interest without ownership rights, whereas equity holders enjoy discretionary dividends and ownership privileges. Furthermore, international bond types encompass Eurobonds, foreign bonds, green bonds and sukuk, each serving distinct market needs. Finally, in the portfolio role, bonds are pivotal for capital preservation and consistent income, while equity acts as a growth engine, albeit with increased risk. International bond financing comes with significant challenges. First, consider lower returns. Over extended periods, bonds often lag behind stocks, limiting potential growth. Next, inflation risk emerges as fixed coupon payments lose value when prices rise. Then there's default risk. Issuers with high-yield bonds face a greater likelihood of failing to meet payment obligations. We must also acknowledge interest rate sensitivity, where bond prices inversely react to rising rates, decreasing their value. To illustrate, think of a retiree whose income may not keep up with inflation during periods of high rates and rising living costs. International bond financing is shaped by several core attributes that every investor ought to understand. The face or par value, for instance, is the sum repaid at maturity, typically an exact figure like 47,000 rupees. Next, a coupon rate defines the annual interest. A 10% rate on 47,000 rupees generates 4,700 rupees each year. Maturity is crucial too, indicating the bond's term length and related duration risk, whether short, medium, or long. Additionally, the issuer, whether a government or corporation, impacts risk levels. Governments offer lower risk. Corporations tend to deliver higher yields but at greater risk. Lastly, credit ratings from agencies like Moody's or S&P is essential in assessing investment reliability, distinguishing between investment grade and junk bonds. International bond financing includes various types that investors should understand. Government bonds issued by national governments typically offer high credit quality and lower yields, such as Indian Treasury bills and US Treasury bonds. Municipal bonds come from local governments and often fund public projects, with interest that can be tax-free in certain jurisdictions. Corporate bonds are issued by companies and generally provide higher yields, but with added credit risk, including convertibles and callables. Lastly, zero-coupon bonds are sold at a discount, paying face value at maturity without periodic coupons, exemplified by purchasing a bond for 30,000 rupees that repays 47,000 rupees at maturity. Understanding these bond types helps investors make informed decisions in the international bond market. International bond forms play a crucial role in global finance. Eurobonds are denominated in a currency different from the issuer's home currency. They are typically sold outside the issuer's home market. In contrast, foreign bonds are issued in the domestic currency of the host market. For example, a Japanese firm might issue US dollar bonds in Europe, whereas a US firm issues Indian rupee bonds in India. Understanding these differences helps investors navigate international markets effectively. International bond financing introduces exciting possibilities. First, it allows access to a diverse investor base, tapping into global savings pools and enhancing demand for bond offerings. Second, issuers can benefit from currency arbitrage by issuing bonds in currencies with lower rates to minimize costs. However, navigating this landscape is not without challenges. One significant hurdle is the regulatory complexity that arises from different jurisdictions, requiring compliance with various rules and disclosures. Additionally, firms face currency risk exposure, where fluctuations can impact debt servicing costs and investor returns. Understanding modern trends in international bond financing reveals fascinating developments. First, green bonds focus on financing environmentally beneficial projects, like the State Bank of India's initiatives in renewable energy, emphasizing accountability through rigorous reporting. Next, sukuk or Islamic bonds offer asset-linked returns instead of interest, exemplified by Malaysia's infrastructure issuances. Furthermore, digital bonds utilize blockchain technology for efficient issuance and settlement, with the European Investment Bank leading the way in 2021. Lastly, these innovations enhance transparency and widen the investor base, making them crucial for the evolving financial landscape. Let's explore how MNCs determine the financial structure of their foreign subsidiaries. First, aligning financing choices with corporate strategy and the subsidiary-specific mandate is crucial. Next, a tailored capital mix is essential, blending internal funds, local debt, and equity, according to operational needs. Additionally, leveraging subsidiary competencies directs capital to units with unique skills. It's also important to reflect local market dynamics by adapting to various regulations and financial contexts. Finally, efficient global resource allocation ensures investments prioritize areas where the strategic impact is highest. Understanding the intricate relationship between strategy, control, and subsidiary finance is essential. First, strategy serves as the anchor. It defines how control is exercised and coordination is established. Next, global standardization promotes uniform policies, which enable central coordination, resulting in consistent financial structures. In contrast, local responsiveness emphasizes tailored policies to meet specific market needs, adapting finance accordingly. Then, by integrating competencies, companies can leverage the unique strengths of subsidiaries through coordinated efforts. Finally, the balance between control and coordination ultimately shapes how each subsidiary's financial framework is crafted. Financing foreign subsidiaries effectively hinges on strategic reframing. These entities are not merely executing tasks. They drive innovation and market penetration. Next, aligning financial levers with strategy is crucial. It involves mixing headquarters equity, internal loans, retained earnings, and local debt. Integration also plays a vital role. Tighter headquarters control can lead to more internal funding, whereas more autonomy encourages local capital reliance. Additionally, strong local capabilities can attract growth capital and risk-tolerant budgets. Finally, local environments such as currency and regulation significantly guide funding decisions, as seen in Unilever India's successful adaptation of local market products to global innovations. Understanding the strategic subsidiary role involves a focused look at the role-setting frame, where integration, competencies, and host country conditions combine to shape strategy and finance. The degree of integration decides whether a subsidiary has tight global links or operates autonomously, affecting control and funding. Competency levels within a subsidiary dictate the breadth of its mandate and how intensely it attracts investment. Local environmental characteristics, such as market depth and regulation, further influence financial decisions. Finally, the financial configuration outcome emerges from a mix of internal and external funding, establishing the limits of leverage and capital allocation. Strategic subsidiary roles shape financial structures significantly. The global innovator is characterized by centralized R&D funding and headquarters-led budgets, exemplified by Microsoft India's Research Center. In contrast, the local implementer operates under tight headquarters control, focusing on local working capital, as seen with Coca-Cola India. Next, the integrated player highlights the importance of cross-unit budgeting and internal trade finance, illustrated by Toyota's just-in-time network. Finally, the autonomous leader enjoys decentralized capital planning and local debt, which is exemplified by Tata Steel Europe. These roles reflect the diverse approaches companies take to align strategy with financial architecture. Understanding how we classify MNC subsidiaries is crucial for their financial structures. The purpose of the classification model is to ensure consistent and transparent decisions on strategy and financing across diverse subsidiaries. Next, we examine integration with headquarters, where the degree of interdependence guides control, funding channels, and risk sharing. It's also important to consider subsidiary resources and skills, as their depth of expertise, technology, and capital shape autonomy and investment needs. Local environmental characteristics, such as economic and cultural factors, influence market risk and access to capital. Finally, these elements have significant financial structure implications, affecting choices around funding sources, debt equity mixes, and currency alignment. To effectively determine financial structure, we analyze four strategic contexts. First, consider the strategic context dimensions, where integration with headquarters and subsidiary resources define roles and autonomy. In high integration with high resources like Samsung's operations in India, global synergies are maximized through close coordination. On the other hand, high integration with low resources, as seen with Dell in Malaysia, relies on centralized R&D for regional efficiencies. When we see low integration with high resources like Nestle in India, local innovation thrives through tailored market strategies. Lastly, low integration and low resources often result in basic support functions, such as call centers in developing regions. We can classify subsidiary roles by two axes: the degree of integration with headquarters and the depth of local resources. In the high quadrant, firms pursue shared platforms and co-investments to scale expertise, like Samsung aligning HQ in India for advanced manufacturing. When integration is high, but local resources are limited, subsidiaries plug into centralized R&D and deliver execution at the edge. Dell Malaysia is a clear case, drawing on HQ research while feeding regional supply chains. With low integration and high resources, subsidiaries act as autonomous market leaders, adapting quickly and building local advantage. Nestle India develops products tailored to regional tastes within broad corporate direction. Finally, low contexts point to standardized cost-efficient support roles, such as back-office call centers, where the mandate is reliability and cost control rather than innovation or deep coordination. Let's review what we've covered in this lesson. The Forex market consists of spot, forward, futures, and options transactions, each catering to different trading and hedging needs. Forex plays a vital role in facilitating international trade and investment, with modern trends highlighting digital platforms and algorithmic trading. We've also examined important trading mechanisms like arbitrage and speculation, which significantly impact profitability and risk. The chapter addressed international bond financing and the strategic financial structuring of multinational corporations. This understanding prepares you for future discussions on global finance.